Well, Peter, first of all, we'll look at the two sides who are definitely into the semi-final. They will clash. It's going to be St Michael's against Glenfinn after their quarter-final wins over the weekend. Glenfinn taking victory against Four Masters, probably the shock off the weekend. And St Michael's yesterday evening coming through by a number of points against Gidor. But one thing we'll definitely know is there's going to be a new team in the decider of the Donegal Senior Championship.
Yeah, that's one of the exciting things, I think, from the weekend. Two good wins by St Michael's and Glenfinn. Glenfinn on Saturday night, coming from behind against Four Masters, they probably were second favourites going into that, but they have a very, very good championship record, and a goal by Kevin McGlynn late in the game, you know, got them through, and against a Four Masters team that probably were slightly under the weather. They had a they'd line out without Barry Monaghan, a big, big blow. And Carl Lacey, after his exertions of last week, probably wasn't ready for a club championship at that level, even though Frank McGlynn obviously has played a very, very big part for Glenfinn on the other side. And it's good to see them into the last four. And then in the second team that are true to that last four, St Michael's, possibly a slight shock as well. People fancied Gidor to win in that, but the forward power that St Michael's have, you know, could make them, always made them one of the more exciting teams in the county. And young Daniel McLaughlin, by all accounts, was their real hero yesterday. You know, he played even better than Colin McFadden and Christy Toy and all the big names that they have. He's for certainly one coming through, and you know, it will not have gone unnoticed by Jim McGuinness either. He's certainly pushing hard for a place in the Donegal team for the upcoming All-Ireland semi-final. But overall, you know, great performance by both St Michael's and Glenfinn to get through.
On the other side of the draw, Peter, there's still a lot of football to take place. In McCool Park yesterday, Glen Swilly took on St Eunan's, and those two sides will have to go again in a replay. And I suppose St Eunan's at one stage were probably reflecting back on having missed so many opportunities in the first half. Happy to get away with another game?
Yeah, and I suppose for the general public, it's a very small crowd in Balbuffet in both Saturday night and Sunday night. I think the focus in Donegal at the moment maybe is on the county team, and maybe it's good that that game, you know, wasn't decided, because that's a crunch encounter, and you know, the winners of that will fancy themselves to take the Donegal title. And you know, in some ways maybe they weren't going full tilt yesterday with a lot of players' eyes on that game with Dublin on the 28th, and in that regard it'll be good to see them out again. As it turned out, St Eunan's probably had far more of the play. They probably could have been 5 or 6 points ahead at half time, missed quite a few opportunities, and then you know, Michael Murphy, even though had a quiet game, and it seems to be the same when he's playing with the county, can chip in with a couple of points and make a few points as well. So in the end, St Eunan's had actually come from behind to notch a draw, and you know, it's good maybe for everybody that we get another chance to see that game. Mm-hmm.
And of course, Kilcara against Ardraz, the remaining quarter final with a semi final spot up for grabs against the winners of that Glen Swilly St Eunan's fixture. Another big derby game here, and we're in the real thick of the action of championship football at the moment, Peter.
Oh, that is one, you know, that a lot of people were maybe hoping would come out. I don't think Kilcar would fancy playing our draw. They probably maybe would have rather got Clonhilly. You know, a lot of local rivalry there in the southwest, and there'll be a lot at stake in that game when it takes place. Our draw came true against Clonhilly, probably comfortably enough in the end on Saturday night. And you know, even though they've been ravaged by injury this year, you know, the delay in playing that quarter final, because it probably won't be played now until after the Donegal Dublin match at the earliest, will help our draw, and it'll probably make for a much better contest when it does happen. Because you know, Kilcar probably is very similar to St Michael's. They have quite a good scoring power at the moment, with three of the county's 6 forwards in their ranks. So they will fancy themselves as well after a good win against Killybegs. And whenever that game takes place, it'll draw a huge crowd to whether it's played in Fintra or Donegal Town or wherever. So it'll be certainly one to look forward to.
And finally, Peter, Jim McGuinness, of course, will be running a very close eye over the championship matches for the weekend, and hoping that none of his players pick up any injuries or knocks ahead of the game against Dublin in a number of weeks' time. At the moment, have you heard anything in relation to the county players involved in championship games? Did they all come through unscathed?
We haven't heard anything of, you know, any injuries whatsoever. I was in Donegal Town last night, and David Walsh was limping a little bit at the end, but I don't think it was anything serious, and he actually won a penalty in the last minute that could have got his side a replay, but unfortunately for him and for Nate Breed, that penalty was missed. But overall, no, I haven't heard anything, and, you know, it was good to see that Michael Murphy came through the Glenswilly game, because I'd say most eyes were on him, seeing that he was carrying an injury into that game. I think Kevin Rafferty and Rory Kavanagh came through as well, even though I think there was a scare from about Rafferty early on when he picked up a knock. But hopefully all will come true, and when they get back together this week, hopefully they have, you know, a clean bill of health to prepare for that big game.